could get awkward. Wait.
Those are
wait, wrong for did sure. you
This could get
oh, I did it wrong already.
No, it sounds stupid.
Are you ready?
This could get awkward.
I think that was perfect.
As I've previously said, you may start by singing me happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, don't actually. That's always so awkward.
It
There's
is.
There's nothing more awkward than a room full of people singing to you happy birthday. And you just sit there like, stop. But thank you.
You're welcome. And welcome to episode 31 of This Could Get Awkward. I'm Janelle.
I'm Sam.
And this is Sam's birthday episode.
Woohoo!
We talked about it enough last week.
Just for the first 30 seconds.
But really, though, I think the worst thing is when like the when you're at a restaurant and they come out and they mm-hmm. sing happy birthday to you. That's so embarrassing.
It's super and awkward. When you're little, it's so fun. And I remember being little and like my stepdad always being like, don't say like it's my birthday or whatever. And then we'd always say and then he'd be like a good sport about it. But you could tell adults are always just like, ugh.
Yeah, they're like, oh, fine, I guess I'll take the free cake. This is the only good part about it.
Yeah.
I don't want free dessert. Just give me a free meal. That's what I would much rather.
Comp my dinner or a free glass of champagne or something.
Yeah, they should make it better for adults when it's their birthday at a restaurant.
Fucking cake. Who even likes cake?
I 100% do.
You do? I don't really care about cake unless it's like cheesecake or ice cream cake.
So good. Yeah, those are the best kinds of cakes for sure.
I get to have a Dairy Queen ice cream cake today.
That's exciting. Oh my God, is today your actual birthday?
No, tomorrow is my birthday.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
I thought I was going to be a really bad friend. No, I was I'm pretty sure it's the 28th.
It's just my birthday eve.
Okay. Anyway, so I guess we should get like right into it.
Yeah, take it away, Janel.
This happened yesterday at work, and I can't think of a more embarrassing thing to have happened. And the coworker who noticed definitely did not make it any easier. So I was at work, and I'm kind of like in my office, per se, for most of my day. And I had stepped out after I'd been at work probably already for like 5 hours. And I step out and I see somebody in the hallway and I'm walking just ahead of them. And I say, oh, like, hey, how's it going? And he was like, hey, and like catching up. And then he goes, do you have a rip in your butt? And I was like, what? My hand immediately goes down to my butt cheek. I'm feeling my pants. I'm like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And then he's just like, let me see. And I was like, no.
Oh my God.
No, not at all. And I'm feeling it. And I like immediately turned around. I'm covering my ripped pants with my hand, which is like a huge rip. The rip is the size of my hand.
Oh my God.
I'm just wondering. I'm like, oh my gosh, how long has this been like this? How have I not noticed all morning that there's this massive rip in my pants? And I still had a couple of hours left of work and I was like, what am I going to do? And I like just pulled my sweater down like over top of my butt and I walked down the hallway to like get back to my office and I was like, oh my gosh. And as I'm walking away, he's like, I like pink.
Oh no.
Yeah, that like made it super, super awkward. Yeah, so I proceeded to, you know, do the rest of my day like that. And I went home. Yeah, like it was a massive rip. And then I didn't change out of them when I got home just because I was like, whatever. And then I like bent over to like pick something up and they just like tore. They like shredded off of me.
Oh my God. I remember one time, because I don't wear pants very often, although I've been wearing pants a little more often lately. But anyways, I used to have just one pair of pants and they were like jeggings. I wore them to work one day and then I biked home. And when I got home, Spencer was like, holy crap, like that's such a huge hole. And I was like, what? And there was a massive hole in the crotch of my pants, but not the like under crotch. Maybe you can't really notice it. It was like groin. It was like a groin tear. And it was
so is that like
huge.
Frontal crotch or like?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It was like frontal. Yeah. And I was like, what the hell? And I was like, oh my God, I hope that just happened like while I was biking home and not like, I would have noticed, I think maybe, or someone would have told me if it happened at school or at work. But like, that was funny.
Were you at least wearing underwear?
Pants. Yes.
Because wouldn't that be bad if you were going commando?
Those were my only pair of pants at that time.
And then I never wore pants again. I have a friend from high school. She used to rip her pants so regularly in the crotch. It was like outrageous. I was like, what is happening?
Get a bigger pair of pants.
Like, I kid you not, it happened like 2 or 3 times. And I was like, what is going on here?
There is a woman. So I due to my vision impairment that I've previously kind of mentioned, I'm working on getting my... I just moved back to my home province, and so, but I've been gone for so long that to get my license back, I kind of have to start from scratch. So anyways, I was writing my learner's test, and the woman who was like helping me out, at one point I was sitting down and she stood up and her like crotch was at my eye level, and I realized her zipper was down, but I didn't say anything.
Oh, because that is something that you kind of feel uncomfortable saying, because it was like, yo, I was just staring at your crotch and I know...
I usually do say stuff like that, or like, you know, give someone a heads up kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really, but it was like, she was gone so quickly that I didn't want to like be like, oh, come back, your crotch is available. Like, so I just didn't say anything.
Somebody probably did later in the day, or she realized when she got home. Like, so the other day, so I shredded this pair of pants the other day, or just yesterday. And earlier this week, I went to throw on a pair of my other pants, and I go to like do them up, and I'm like, the zipper's broken in this. Oh. So I don't know the last time, because it also buttons up quite a bit as well. It's got like 4 or 5 okay. buttons above that. And so just a very small zipper. And so okay. I don't know if the last time I wore them, if the zipper was broken, and like it totally just would have had like a fly down the whole time.
Sounds like it wouldn't have been that bad because of the 4 buttons. Why does it have a zipper at all?
I'm not sure. I don't know. That's just the style. But I also, I was just like, maybe I can still wear these because those buttons are there. 100% you cannot. So I've thrown out 2 pairs of pants in the last day or 2. So that was my awkward story for the week.
So did you throw those pants out?
Oh, for sure. 100%. See, the thing is that they were already in pretty rough shape. I don't know if you've ever had this happen to you before, but have you? Well, you don't wear pants, so I can't even relate, but... If you've ever had a pair of pants that are like a little bit too tight and you're like trying to like, you know, like you got to wiggle your way into them.
I've experienced that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you pull up on the belt loop sometimes for some like extra leverage. Totally ripped the belt loop.
A belt loop.
Yeah. So those pants already had that rip and tear in them. So it was time
Sayonara.
To retire them. Yeah.
Thanks for all the good times. I was worried for a moment yesterday that I was going to shit myself at work.
What?
I had to, because, okay, so like. So,
you said that so casually.
I didn't, thankfully. Well, because Spencer and I have been doing a very lazy, not strict version of keto for like a few months now. But this week is like all bets are off because we had 2 catering tastings. And that left us with a fridge full of food that is definitely not keto. And then it's my birthday, so like ice cream cake and like just whatever, all bets are off. So I kind of feel terrible. I feel like I'm kind of feeling like bloated, and like I had previously been down 13.5 pounds, and now I'm like, maybe I'm back up like 10.
Oh no, really?
So it's not a big deal. I'm really not worried about it, but like I just kind of feel bleh. And so yesterday morning, I just felt really like nauseous and like had to poop a lot. And then when I got to work, I was like working, and then all of a sudden I was like, oh shit, I really have to poo. And then I was like, I get there early enough that really nobody else is really around. But like, so I just tried to like clench and walk to the bathroom as quickly as possible. And then I didn't poop myself there, thankfully. But then for a moment I was like, what if I did poop myself at work? Like, what would I do? I don't have any backup clothes. It would obviously stink so bad. This is like a fancy place. I can't just like have pooped myself here. So I was trying to think of like what I would do.
Oh my gosh. The fact that you actually like went through a step-by-step process of what would happen sounds like it was pretty legit. Like, it almost happened.
I wonder if anyone, we should ask on social if the worst place you've ever shit yourself. I feel like we've asked a similar question, but that'd be good.
We did have a conversation about
if you pooped yourself.
Yeah, people doing
lots
that.
Lots of people had.
Yeah, quite a few actually surprisingly had peed and pooped themselves. So
we have gross listeners. Okay, I actually do kind of have to poop right now. Can I go to the bathroom very quickly?
Sure.
Okay.
And she's back. All this conversation, I guess, about pooping, now that you just got back from the toilet, has got me thinking about a story that I heard the other day. Somebody shared it with me, that their husband regularly likes to eat on the toilet.
That is so gross. Like, does he, like, rest a plate and have a fork and knife, like, on his lap while he's...
Yeah.
That's what he does?
That's what he does.
Ew.
And she claimed it was because he just didn't have enough time in his day because, like, he worked...
What the fuck? Like... Ridiculous.
I know. I'm like, how do you not have enough time? Like, how long are you sitting on the toilet?
Oh my God.
That you don't have enough time to just not eat
a meal
in there.
You need to check your work-life balance if, like... the things that, like, you as a human need to do to survive have to be done simultaneously, like, on a toilet. Check your work-life balance. That is so gross.
And, like, the weird part was is that, like, she was totally like, yeah, that's just, like, normal. Like, she didn't think it was weird. And I was like, so you just, like, bring a plate of food to him in the, like, on the toilet? And she's like, no, he usually grabs it and goes to the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
And he's, like, physically making the choice to do this.
The fuck?
So weird, right? Like, food.
That's very weird.
Food is, like, not for the bathroom. I don't know that I've ever really eaten anything in a bathroom.
I don't think, like, I'll have a glass of wine if I'm in the bathtub.
Yeah, that's normal. I'll have a glass of wine, like while I'm getting ready, doing my hair and makeup and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sometimes coffee. But, like, I'm not eating, like, with a fork and knife.
Yeah, a full plate of food.
So, because I love taking baths. They're, like, so relaxing, and they, like, just immediately reduce anxiety, and, like, I love it. But my friend Suzanne, my best friend other than you, was like, I can't wait for you guys to meet. Anyways, okay. She mentioned to me that she, like, will full on, like, eat food in the tub. And I was like, what? And so I posed a question. This was, like, years ago. And I, like, asked on Facebook, like, who does anybody, like, freaking eat in the bathtub? And a bunch of people were like, yeah.
Really?
Like, pizza and chicken. And, like, I was like, what? What if you drop some and you're, like, tub water? That's so gross. ew.
Oh, yeah, because, like, oh, do these people have, like, you have to have a bathroom tray if you're going to be able to do that, like the bathtub tray, you know? Like, you'd need, like, almost like a TV dinner tray in the tub with you.
I'm picturing that man in the Truman Show who's, like, in his bathtub every time, like, he's in the, you know, have you seen that movie?
I've seen the movie, but I don't recall the scene.
Like, one of the, like, viewers that they keep showing who, like, watch the Truman Show or whatever, he's, like, the guy in the bathtub all the time. He's the guy who's, like, he has, like, a TV, and he's always just, like, in the bathtub watching the Truman Show. And then later when Truman's, like, the climax when he's, like, on the boat about to drown or whatever, the guy's, like, holding onto his shower curtain. He's like, hold on!
But, like, when you're in the tub, like... I don't know. Like, I'd rather read a book, drink, like, a coffee or, like, a wine. Like, I don't want to be, like, getting my fingers all greasy eating a chicken drum.
Yeah.
Like, it's just unnecessary.
It's very gross.
Because you're an avid bath taker.
Yes, I am.
I do love to take baths. Haven't probably in a couple of years. But my parents always had a really nice tub, so I would use that, like, on occasion when I still lived at home. Mm-hmm. And I always find that the water gets cold too quickly. Like, how do you...
You don't have enough bubbles, if that's happening.
The bubbles? You're telling me that the bubbles are the insulation that keeps the water
They are.
Warm? Really?
Yeah. Yes. Fact. The bubbles are insulation. It'll keep your bath water nice and warm.
Well, like, I put so much bubble bath in, and, like, yeah, there'll be lots of bubbles when I first get in, but, like, towards the end, it's like
when
how long?
Not using high quality bubble bath.
How long would you say your average bath would be?
It's actually pretty short, 20 minutes.
Yeah, I think that's pretty normal, isn't it? Is that short?
Well, I don't know. I used to think it was normal. And then one time Spencer was like, you're out already? I thought you like loved your baths. And I was like, I do. But like it's done. So like they don't last super long. It also depends like if most of the baths that I take are for relaxation, but some can be like for like a purpose. Like, for example, today. I'm going to take a bath. I'm not going to wash my hair, but I am going to shave my legs.
Okay.
So that's less of a relaxing bath and more like, I need to shave my legs, but I washed my hair yesterday bath.
Anytime I've ever had a bath, I've always washed my hair and always shaved my legs. I thought that that's just what you...
Really?
Like, do people just literally get in a bath and like pretend it's a hot tub?
Yeah. Mine has actually jacuzzis in it, so... kind of is a little hot tub.
Okay. I always thought that like...
Light a candle...
Yeah, I would do that.
Drink some wine, play some music.
And, like, enjoy it the first, like, whatever. And then, like, at the very end.
And then get to work.
Yeah, and then at the very end, you know, wash my hair, like, do all that kind of stuff.
I would say I probably do exactly that maybe, like, 40% of the time.
Oh, okay.
The other 60%, I'm just there to, like, chill the fuck out.
Interesting.
Or warm up.
Is your apartment that cold?
No, it's not. But I remember back in New Brunswick, our apartment was like super drafty and really cold. And we didn't have a bathtub, actually. So that sucked. One time I was so cold, I like filled the kitchen sink up with hot water and I had a little foot bath.
That is strange, but okay.
Desperate times.
Okay, so I know that you've gotten some flack about this before because you had mentioned you didn't used to previously have a bathtub in your own home. Mm-hmm. So when you used to travel for work.
Dark years.
When you used to travel for work and you found out that there was like a bathtub in your hotel room, you were so excited, right?
It depended on the hotel. Because there were some nasty places that I would never even shower in. But then there were... be the occasional like nice place that you could take a bath in. I'd always, before I would even consider it, I would take the back of my hand and kind of like just like rub it, do like a quick swipe of the tub to see like if there's anything, like if I feel anything other than like a very clean smooth surface, I'm not getting in.
Okay,
because that's gross.
I used to like clean hotel rooms for work like years ago, and that is
I'm just anticipating you saying like you poop in it and then you shouldn't take a bath.
Gosh, you're disgusting. No, that was a big thing. Like we always had like the boss lady would come by and check all of our rooms after we had cleaned them to make sure that we cleaned them good enough. Mm-hmm. And she said, like, I need to be able to run my hands like along this tub and not feel like any soap scum or whatever, like
nice.
That kind of feeling. But at the same time, like, I don't think I would ever take a bath in a hotel room. It just grosses me out.
It is kind of gross. I, like, if I happen, not that this happens often, but if I happen to be staying in, like, a fancy upscale place, then I don't worry about it at all. I'll just jump right in. But if it's anything other than that, I probably won't do it.
Okay.
Unless I'm, like, real desperate.
Yeah.
Pose a question.
We got a couple of questions here. Food in the bathroom, yay or nay?
And worst place you've ever shit yourself.
Oh, okay. Sure, that one. But I was also I was also thinking we could say, hey, would you ever take a bath in a hotel?
What was the first question? I thought you just said that.
No, the first question was
eating.
Food in the bathroom.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, cool.
So a couple questions there for you. And if you ever want to respond to them, no one seems to, you can contact us through our Twitter account, which is TCGA Podcast on Facebook. This could get awkward. And our Gmail hotmail earlier.
It's thiscouldgetawkwardpodcast@gmail.com if you want to email us.
Thank you. And our website is thiscouldgetawkward.com. And keep those ratings coming. Thank you the few of you who have gone out and given us a rating or an actual review. It's been great. We'd love to have some more.
Mm-hmm. As a reminder, only 5 stars. I'm just kidding.
But not really.
No, if you have anything negative to say, you keep it to yourself or you email us privately.
All right. Happy birthday, Sam.
Oh, thanks.
And we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Bye.